2, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back to the party right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything.
Hello, freeloaders.
That's right, Dave.
Rude.
Jace, Alex, and Dawn, thank you for being here, everyone. Oh, Jiminy Christmas. We have a hot 7 o'clock hour, a hot hour 2. I'm going to give you my review of Elvis, the movie, which opens later tonight at a theater near you. We're going to play a game, a special game.
Oh, special today?
Uh-huh. We're going to discuss the season finale, or is it the series finale of Obi-Wan? Mm-hmm. Alexis is going to tell you what Bill Nye did over the weekend. But first, blood drones. Blood
what?
Drones.
Oh, Alexis, I put this in for you.
Is that done?
Oh, I was watching this show yesterday, and they were talking about, it was about, a portion of it was about Rwanda. And I was so intrigued because they have a drone delivery system for blood. So they set out these drones that are refrigerated that have blood packs in them.
Okay.
And across this country, it saved so many lives because these blood drones drop, they just fly over where the hospital is and they drop the blood there. So what used to be, if somebody needed blood, you know, and they were out, it was like a 3-hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
Rwanda isn't that big. But, you know, in the area, the radius where they do all of this, there's this company.
Lots of traffic.
And, oh, my gosh, yeah. So it takes 3 hours to get across the country. Where there's a company called Zipline, and it was a drone startup in San Francisco. So they just do blood deliveries, and they fire off these drones. It's so cool to see. It's like an aircraft carrier, you know, if you've ever watched those with the Navy, how it just shoots off. Yeah. Into the sea. It's like they have this big slingshot. It's like a track. And the drone is like launched, this blood drone. And then you see it like coming down. And there's a whole center where people are just flying the drones and programming the drones.
Oh.
The blood drones.
Okay.
Wow.
And it delivers to 21 hospitals all around Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a little parachute comes out and then the blood is dropped down. And then the doctors open it and they have the blood in 20 minutes.
Alexis.
Amazing.
Okay.
I know you're afraid of drones and you think they're going to block out the sun.
Yep. Absolutely. If there's too many floating up there, especially morons like us and our stupid drones, you know, but this one is life-changing. And also, they sounds like the operators are trained and they know what they're doing. That's my biggest thing. It's the, you know, delivering the vodka.
Stop it.
Delivering the Cheez-Its.
Now, damn it, why do you pick on my...
Now you're just going after my dream. But blood, that's absolutely incredible.
It actually brought me to tears because I was just, I know that I cry over stupid things. I hate romance. I'm not going to cry about that, but a blood drone will make me cry because I thought that's just such an amazing invention. And, I was like, I'm so glad that there's this technology.
Using your power for good there.
Yeah.
So is drone Kettle One delivery. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's an emergency too.
If
you have the shakes,
a dinner party,
something might happen.
You're having a dinner party, and
you're using it as an antiseptic.
Hey, I learned from the laundry guy.
It's true.
I learned from the laundry guy who has a show on Discovery Plus. Patrick, he's on Lori and Julia and on the Shop Girls a lot.
Yeah,
you should always keep a spray bottle of cheap vodka. Don't dilute it, just a cheap, and then if your clothes smell from campfires or restaurants or smoking, you spray, that's what theaters use. You spray vodka on your clothes and it takes the smell away.
And then your friends will start licking you for some reason.
I thought you were thirsty. You just need a little vodka bath.
A little squirt.
Jason's in there with his mouth
Alexis,
open.
Ah. Alexis, why do you think I said cheap vodka? Cheap vodka.
And you turn it to, you know, like the different spouts you can pick. You can do like a sprinkler or just a straight shot. You just turn it to that and just...
No, that,
he's
going to
feel better soon. Don't worry, everyone. Just give him 10 sprays.
Again, that's why I said cheap vodka.
Because he's not drinking that.
I'm not wasting the Kettle One in my spray bottle.
That's true.
No, but I thought that was a great tip. So I now have it. And it works with campfire. You know, if you're close smell after you sit by a fire, maybe by your mm-hmm. cabin up north,
mm-hmm.
spray the vodka on your clothes. Boop. It takes it out.
Oh, that's a fun fact. Thank you very much.
Yep. It's really good. But this is a drone that you approve of.
Yeah, Lex. The blood drones. Yes, absolutely. Life-saving. And actual people who know what they're doing, operating the drones.
Do we need to send a card to Bill Nye, Lex?
Yes, we do.
Send some cards, yeah.
Bill Nye, the science guy, got married.
Oh. I thought he already was.
Yeah, no, I was looking it up to see if he has been married before. Uh-huh. And it says here that he did marry someone in 2006. And then it says ANN 2006. So I don't know if that was just a short-lived... Blair, he was married to. So anyway, I'm not sure exactly Blair. What that means. Hey,
from
Blair.
Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Blair. Hi, Blair.
I don't know if they were just married less than a year there, but that was back in 2006. He is now married Lisa Mundy, a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed to have a really sweet ceremony. He wore cufflinks with small blue stones in the center that belonged to his father. Lisa wore a classic satin sleeveless dress with a mermaid hemline and a bejeweled belt at her waist. Uh-huh. Colorful bouquet. Very nice. Her daughter was there. Bill Nye's brother, Darby, and his school friend of more than 50 years was also there. So this is a nice small little ceremony there. And look, just, you know, hey, Bill Nye, get it. Amazing. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Lots of
Bill
chemistry
Nye.
Going on there.
Oh. You deserve happiness.
Looks younger.
Attaboy.
Oh, let's see her age here.
Yeah, her chemical makeup is 27.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe not. I'm training.
They're like pretty age appropriate. Yeah.
I'm training Lexi in today. She's one of our new producers. She just showed me a picture from the side. Mm-hmm. She doesn't look as. Oh, she is 61.
She's 61. Bill Nye, 66.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, she just looks so beautiful.
Yes. Colin's 22. I'm 40. No, I'm joking. He's not 22. He's 30. It is time for a commercial break, everybody.
Now, for a small price, you can have the booty of your dreams.
Oh, ooh. Fantastic. No, that's not the commercial, though. When we come back, it's a big, fat movie review. Elvis. Next.
5 stars. That's how much Dr. Amy Hughes's patients love her work. The incredible 5-star reviews for my friend Dr. Amy Hughes of Hughes Dental just keep on coming. And if you're thinking about creating your best smile, call my friend Dr. Amy Hughes. Again, she is a 5-star rated dentist. I said 5-star.
And in Minnesota, she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists through the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Her patient Nicole had this to say about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. I had the absolute best experience with Dr. Amy Hughes and her team. They are incredible. I came in wanting to improve my smile, and their work was flawless. They listened to my needs and concerns and tailored my treatment plan appropriately. I'm obsessed with my new smile. I wish I'd done this sooner.
I jumped on the Google too. Here's what Shannon said about her experience. Hughes Dental is amazing. I always feel that my dental needs are met in an efficient and professional way, and that Dr. Hughes and Jackie truly care about their patients. I really appreciate the attention to detail and fancy technology that they have also. Thanks for all you do, Dr. Hughes.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, hughes-dental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. Be sure to let them know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
It's time for a Mariah cray-cray moment.
A genius moment. A short moment, you know what I mean? Transitional summer moment.
This has been a Mariah cray-cray moment.
That's right. Just another moment, short summer transitional moment.
I love it.
I love those moments.
Oh, we're having that. Hey, Jace, real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Bill Nye married Liza Mundy.
Oh, okay.
It's a Z, not an S, Alexis. Sorry about that, everybody. Thanks for the correction.
Oh, Lisa. You said Lisa.
I said Lisa.
Oh, thank God Liza. We got that cleared up.
I know.
My goodness. This has been a Jason and Alexis correction.
Thank you. Thank you and apologies.
Mm-hmm. sponsored by Booty Pop.
Now, for a small price, you can have the booty of your dreams.
That's right.
Yeah. I hope that's jewels and diamonds and
like Elvis.
Gold.
Like Elvis. Here we go.
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
It's been like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. There is an embargo. It's free. I'm free. Drop the crutches. And I can now review Elvis, Baz Luhrmann's epic biopic extravaganza. Biopic musical extravaganza is what I would call it. I would also call it sensational. I've seen it twice now, and I would see it for a third time, even though it's 2.5 hours long. And that should tell you something, because I don't always like long movies. And I'm also wasn't a huge Elvis fan. I like some of his music. I obviously, as a student of pop culture, I am aware of Elvis. I love his ex-wife. Boy, oh boy. But I went into this like, oh, okay. Show me. You know, come on, Baz. Show me. What am I missing? Wow. I walked out a bigger Baz Luhrmann fan, director Baz Luhrmann, Moulin Rouge, Australia. I walked out a bigger fan of Baz Luhrmann, and I also walked out with a bigger appreciation for Elvis and his impact on pop culture, not just music. And that's on purpose. I obviously music. But Elvis was influenced by so many people. And this movie pays rightful tribute to them, especially black performers in Memphis who really paved the way for Elvis. Because, you know, back then, record labels wouldn't take a chance on a black performer. A white performer could perform the very same song and they would get signed and their records would get played on the radio. Hound Dog is a great example of that.
Wow, and they honor that and they show that in the film. It's not just all about Elvis. Thank goodness.
No. That is the spiritual centerpiece of Elvis's growth. And you see it at the beginning, and then you see it toward the end of his life as he's kind of disintegrating. Mm-hmm. It is a huge part, and I hate this word. It's a huge part of his journey. And Baz celebrates it quite significantly. You see his encounters with B.B. King, a young B.B. King, Little Richard. You know, in a moment of frustration, he actually escapes Graceland. He gets really mad. And I don't know, I'm sure some version of this happened. He just tears out of Graceland and goes down to downtown Memphis and watches Little Richard play. And the guy that plays Little Richard is phenomenal. I interviewed him as well. I'll have some of these interviews for you tomorrow. You really see the love story between not just Elvis and music, but you really feel the connection between Elvis and Priscilla. And how protective Priscilla was of him, especially in the latter years after she left him. Tom Hanks plays Colonel Parker, kind of a diabolical genius. And you're really conflicted. And obviously we should be, because Priscilla is. You feel conflicted about how you should feel about Colonel Parker, because, you know, he is portrayed. He is the narrator for this story, which does bug some reviewers. It does not bug me. He walks you through Elvis's story throughout. It's a device that I've seen. If people have had negative things to say about this movie, one of the things they don't like is the fact that he is your storyteller. Nah, doesn't bother me. Tom Hanks's performance has also been a net negative for people that don't like this movie. Didn't bother me at all. Colin actually couldn't escape the Tom Hanksness of it.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it didn't. It bothered Colin. It did not bother me. And okay. I've seen it again twice. Austin Butler. I've saved him kind of for last. My God. This, it's such a cliche, and you're seeing it on the commercials. The big review, some big reviewer said it, but it's absolutely the truth. This is the definition of a star-making performance.
Wow.
This, his dedication, his 2.5 years of studying Elvis pays off. In his movement, the way he moves, he has studied the evolution of Elvis's voice from how he talked in the 50s. Because this movie does take you through Elvis's whole life to how Elvis talked in the 70s. And the shining moment really is there's two points where he just becomes Elvis. And that's the 1968 comeback special that was on NBC. And then in the very first performance in Louisiana, when you literally see women in the audience quite literally having orgasms, and I'm not trying to be gross, but they were affected by him in a way that Colonel Parker, who was in the audience, had never seen a performer affect women and men. Colonel Parker wanting to sign him, and their journey began. It is sensational. It's epic. It's beautiful. It's just enough Baz Luhrmann-ish. It's not too Moulin. It's a little Moulin Rouge, but you need that. Elvis is bigger than life, and you need a bigger than life director. I keep hearing Kenny in my ear. And I just love it. I love it, and I'm going to see it for a third time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big deal, Jace.
Yeah, especially since it's, again, so long. But I was very excited to tell you about the movie. I wish I could have immediately, but I had to wait. I didn't want Warner Brothers mad at me.
No, smart.
They shouldn't be because I love it so darn much.
Is it true that Austin Butler sings all of the songs in this?
It's his voice until the very end. My understanding is when it gets to old Elvis, when he's doing the Las Vegas residency years, they do mix in a little bit of, they combine the voices.
Okay.
They combine Elvis and Austin.
And he's got all the moves.
Oh, Lex, I could spend another segment celebrating him. Tomorrow on our show, I'll bring you my interview with Austin. He is phenomenal. This kid is Elvis.
Wow.
Don't listen to the stupid internet. These are idiots that haven't even seen the movie. TMZ keeps doing these stories and asking Priscilla to defend him. I got to tell you, I don't know what they're watching. They're obviously not watching the movie I watched because he is actually better than the movie. And the movie's good.
Wow. So forget those people. I'm looking at some of these reviews that saying that it's over long, it's a narrative mess.
Nope. Oh. Couldn't disagree more. Wow. Couldn't disagree more. It's not a narrative mess. It condenses part of his life.
Disorienting jumble.
Oh no.
Washington Post said that.
No. I don't know what they're talking about. It's in chronological order.
Yeah.
It skips through, you know, it fast forwards through certain aspects of his life and slows down to concentrate on certain aspects. And I appreciated it. So they can bite me. I love it.
How much fun would it have been to be part of the styling team and picking out the outfits and making that style of, well, for him, but also just in the audience.
Yeah. So it's
so cool that they were so true to that, too. So I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. When we come back, it's game time next.
outside of talking to you two for 3 hours Monday through Friday, my other favorite person to talk to is my therapist.
Yeah, I know I'm good, Jason, but I don't have a psychology degree.
Hey, Dawn, you know where you can get one. St. Mary's University of Minnesota. You can earn your Bachelor of Science in Applied Psychology, and it's fully online.
Really?
Yes, and you can complete it in as few as 2 years. It's also a degree completion program with a generous transfer policy.
I've heard there is such a demand for careers in counseling and social services, school psychology, and human resources. A degree in applied psychology could provide the foundational knowledge needed to start in these careers.
The best part of St. Mary's is its heart. Faculty and staff get to know you and become your allies on your educational journey.
That's right, Dawn. Go to smumn.edu or use my talk keyword, St. Mary's.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour two. Welcome back, Jason and, or I just said that. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn.
Hey, girl, hi.
Just so you
hey,
know who we are. We'll say it again.
Justin Hess. It is game time. And today, in honor of our upcoming discussion in just a few minutes on the series or season finale of Obi-Wan Kenobi, we're going to play a brand new game, a one-time game. It is the Star Wars sound effects quiz.
That's oh my God. Oh gosh.
Dawn's going to nail this.
No, I'm not.
No. You're going to need help. Both of you will work together. This is multiple choice, ladies. This is
multiple choice.
So don't worry about it. And assisting us as always is the one and only Darth Vader.
Join me. Yeah. Together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
I have other plans, but that's fine. Darth will tell you if you're right. If you are, Darth will tell you yes.
Yes.
And if you are wrong, Darth will tell you no.
No.
Okay. Are you two ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is the first sound effect, and then I will give you your multiple choices.
Okay.
Is that an X-Wing fighter, a Jedi starfighter, the Millennium Falcon, or a twin ion engine fighter?
Oh.
Seems like something small and fast.
I think it's an X-Wing fighter.
Yeah, that.
Okay, think carefully.
Oh, I should pick another one.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Okay. Is that what you're going to land on?
I'm looking at your eyes. Like,
sure.
Darth, are they right?
No.
No.
It was the last one that was really complicated.
The twin ion engine fighter.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Here is your
That's a Star Wars theme.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes!
Here is your next Star Wars sound effect.
Is that Chewie zipping his pants up?
No. Is that a pod racer?
Mm.
Carbonite freezer? Death Star alarm? Or a repulsor malfunction?
Can you play it again?
I certainly can, okay. Dawn McClain. Here it is one more time.
I think that's a pod racer.
Because I hear a droid in there. Yeah, there's a droid in there. Okay, yeah.
You're going with pod racer. Are they right, Darth Vader?
No.
Oh my gosh, is it the repulsor thing?
No,
it's a
carbonite freezer. Carbonite.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Han Solo's been put in there. You knew it. Well, why didn't you say it?
I knew it.
She didn't know it.
Wow, this is very niche here.
I know. It's supposed to be hard, lady.
Okay, all right. Yep.
The Star Wars sound effects quiz continues. Here is your next obscure sound effect, or as Alexis calls it, niche. Here we go.
Chewie!
Is that a Wookiee, B. Arthur, a Bantha, or Dewback?
I think it's a Bantha.
Oh, yeah, because a Wookiee sounds more...
A Doug, a Doug, I should say, Bantha, or is it a Dewback?
A Dewback? Do what? Yeah, let's go with the Bantha.
You're going to say Bantha?
Answer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Dang it!
No.
Oh,
it is a Dewback.
Ah, dang it.
Everything I've said
is
wrong.
What the heck is a Dewback?
So everything I say, I'll say it first, and then you say no.
Okay. Well, there we go. Your guess is always better than mine.
No, it isn't, clearly.
A Dewback?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that that bat-looking thing?
No.
Oh, it looks like an iguana.
Yeah. Here we go.
On Tatooine.
What is that? A Wat Tambor?
My dad calling me home.
Spinner,
Don, the street lights are on.
Is that Wat Tambor, Grudo,
Grudo,
Astromech Droid, or a Meta Droid?
Oh my gosh! C.
Yep, Astromech Droid.
Darth Vader, are they right?
No.
No.
It's the last one, isn't it?
It's the first one.
Ah!
What was Tambor?
That? I should what have Tambor? MC pl-
What?
Jeffrey W-A-T. Tambor?
W-A-T. Oh. Yeah. Jeffrey oh. Tambor. Yeah.
Okay. Jeffrey Tambor.
Here we go. We have two more. Here's your
We've not
penultimate
gotten one right.
Star Wars nope. sound effects quiz.
That sounds so cute.
Is that a tractor beam powering down, an X-wing powering down,
uh-oh,
Luke Skywalker's Land Cruiser, or a Death Star garbage compactor?
It's my stomach. It's
yeah.
I haven't eaten yet.
Oh, sounds like A.
Tractor beam powering down?
Sure.
Yes.
Finally.
My God. Whenever we did the Drake, I don't care anymore, whatever he says.
Honestly, never mind.
Honestly, never mind. That's our attitude. And then we won. We won one.
No, we have one more. We have one more.
Oh, man.
You haven't won yet. You haven't won yet. Here is your final Star Trek niche sound effects quiz. Is that a vulture droid exploding, the Death Star exploding, an asteroid storm, or a seismic charge detonating?
Seismic charge. Detonating. Seismic charge detonating.
Yeah.
Are
final
they
answer.
Right? Darth, are they right?
Yes. Good work.
Yeah.
There
we
go.
We each got
yes.
one.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, oh we yeah. nailed this
yeah.
quiz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most impressive.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Star Wars niche sound effect quiz.
Jesus.
That the ladies aced, girl. They aced this.
I thought I was going to be able to cheat because I had your button bar up over here for your Star Wars sound effects.
Nope.
Nope.
From the computer, and I did that on purpose. I know all the tricks, lady. When we come back, what did we think of the Obi-Wan Kenobi season series finale? We'll talk about that when we come back. Morning, I'm iTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Use the Force, Luke.
That's right. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. It's time to talk a little TV. This will get a little spoilery, and we apologize in advance, but we kind of have to. It's a big show, and we kind of gave you a day and a half. So, lightsabers up, everybody.
Yes.
There we go. We're going to talk about the season finale of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and someone wanted to call in, right,
yeah.
Dawn, to talk
One of the
with
My Talkers wanted
oh, cool.
to join in on the conversation, if he could. His name is Mark. You want to have him on?
Sure, Mark.
Hey, Mark, you're on the air with Jason and Alexis.
Good morning.
Good job.
Well, Lex, let's start with you. Your thoughts.
Loved it. It was such a great mix of action and emotion. There's that final just action scene. They're going at it. And the dialogue between Obi-Wan and Vader / Anakin, that they had very different images of what was happening. Who was Obi-Wan fighting? And you can really feel the struggle within the character of who am I? And they kind of did like a mix of the voices.
Yes.
I have a little bit of that.
Oh, you do?
To play in a minute, yeah.
That was so cool. So you had that emotional pulls, and then also with Obi-Wan and Leia, when he has to leave, and then he comes back, although she was very excited to see her drone over him in the return. But,
yeah.
You know,
no, I noticed that. I didn't notice that.
There's your little
Flo. Lola.
Ladybug.
Lola.
Yes. Yeah. But I absolutely loved it. I thought it was fantastic. A great way and then, of course, the person at the end that shows up. What is that? A force ghost or something like that? That's used. I know people might not like that because isn't there a whole thing about Jedi bodies afterward?
But not necessarily. He's
Qui-Gon
fine.
Jin.
Qui-Gon. Yeah, Qui-Gon. But I'm just wondering. Okay, well, I loved that. It was great to see him.
Yeah.
Really Dawn good. McClain, Nerd Queen.
Nerd Queen. Oh, I'm not the Nerd Queen. But,
Nerd Princess.
Great. So I think that our predictions were really almost spot on yesterday. I was really shocked when I heard the replay this morning that I edited in, but I was like, oh yeah, listen to all the things we said and what we wanted, and it kind of happened. You know, we wanted to see Darth Vader / Anakin. We wanted to see him without his helmet on. We got that in a way. We wanted big fights. We wanted awesomeness. I wanted Third Sister to change.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we got everything we wanted, kind of. It was there was some part of it that I'm like, I wanted a little something at the end that was a little more like, we're in danger here. You know what I mean? And I feel like it was just sort of I'm going to walk off into the distance with Qui-Gon Jinn. Happy moment. And from what I remember, there wasn't like a bum, 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 I'm coming to get you again.
Yeah.
We're just kind of wondering what happens to him.
Yeah.
I agree with both of you so far. Mark, your thoughts?
I'm a huge, huge Beyond Star Wars nerd. Return of the Jedi was one of the first three movies I ever saw under the age of 7.
Cool.
For me, Mandalorian set the bar really high, but this, especially this last episode, they did knock it out of the park in terms for me. Now, my only complaint was we only got 6 episodes instead of 8. I would have liked another episode, but they could have maybe given that last episode an extra 20 minutes. Because for me personally, I would have liked to seen like a 30-minute lightsaber duel with these guys. Just the way they did that fight and Lex, like you said, the talking between them, and especially at the end, I was almost in tears when he's like, you didn't fail. You didn't kill.
Oh.
And again, he's like, I killed him.
Mark, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just have to say I agree with you. I'm interrupting only to say I did tear up, and it validated why they brought Hayden back. And all the Hayden haters, now forget you, right, Mark?
I love them bringing him back. And like I said, the only thing I wanted, and seeing Obi-Wan finally go back to himself and doing the things he was doing with the planet and the rocks and the Force, I was just like, I wanted more of that, because most Star Wars nerds, and I don't know if you're this way, Jason, I want to see lightsabers. I want to hear the. I want to hear the. I want to see. I want the choreograph. I want all of it.
Mark, I'm with you. Deborah Chow, who directed and everything this that could have been on for 15 more minutes. I will play now again. Spoiler alert for this whole conversation for Obi-Wan Kenobi. This is what the four of us have been referencing. Obi-Wan has just knocked the living crap out of Darth, really taken the upper hand. And in doing so has basically, cut off half of his mask to reveal half of his scarred face. So Obi-Wan is looking now at the kid that he has trained, basically his brother, and what has happened to him. And this dialogue by Hayden, his voice box is messed up, so it's a little bit of Darth, and it's Anakin speaking. Great performances. Here it is.
Anakin's gone. I am what remains.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Anakin. For all of it.
I am not your failure,
Obi-Wan.
You didn't kill Anakin Skywalker. I did.
Ugh. Mark, wow. Thank you for joining the conversation,
yeah,
my friend.
In.
Thank
Mark,
you for calling
in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, chills just listening to that again.
Oh my gosh, it almost gave me more of a feeling just listening to it.
I got the same thing.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Good.
All six episodes. And Ewan McGregor, oh God, we love you. This just reinforced. You're so damn good, Ewan. Oh my goodness. All six episodes available on Disney Plus. When we come back, we were having so much fun. That's over now.
Fun
Second
love.
Chance Romance is next.